Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Curtis. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Harper scores. Aparicio moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan bunts towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Duncan moves to third. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Duffy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres is called out on strikes. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ragland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ragland moves to third. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lolick. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Lolick throws the ball into Bell, who tags Ogilvie trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Spikes reaches third base with a triple. Hendrick goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spikes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Lolick moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lolick scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Torres moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres scores. Hendrick moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to third. Spikes moves to second. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a line drive towards the mound. McLaughlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ragland strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell is hit by the pitch. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. 1 out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin strikes out. 2 outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes strikes out. 1 out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Mike Garman now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lolick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ragland is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Torres reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie throws the ball into Kennedy, who tags Torres trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.